Hello there, you have joined in our podcast and here we talk about the very latest as far as the India situation is concerned. We are talking about the outbreak of COVID-19 in India and today let us talk about cluster outbreaks and how the government is managing cluster outbreaks. Nizamuddin in Delhi is one among the many cluster outbreaks in the country. The religious congregation there in early March has led to a cluster outbreak of the infection. With cases from Nizamuddin multiplying, what is worse is that people who attended this congregation have travelled to their respective states, about five of them. Focal outbreaks or local clustering of positive cases usually occur when family members, neighbours, friends or colleagues acquire infection from an imported case with a person who gets infected abroad but tests positive after arriving in India. Nizamuddin in Delhi by far is the biggest cluster outbreak in the country in terms of the geographical extent of the infection and the number of people being tracked for contact tracing. To begin with, the Government of India has a micro plan for containing local transmission of coronavirus disease and this strategy is going to be applied to Nizamuddin as well. Under the micro plan for containing local transmission of COVID-19, a geographical area is first defined. This involves a focal area and then a buffer area surrounding it where containment measures are put in place. Random testing in the cluster is done and testing of all high-risk personnel and pneumonia patients in the area is done to check the extent of transmission. Those who show symptoms are usually placed under isolation as suspected cases. This helps break the chain of transmission. Once the transmission link is broken, the localized outbreak is contained. Enhanced surveillance and contact tracing is essential to minimize the risk of widespread transmission in the community. Every confirmed case has to be considered as an epicenter and micro plan activities will be done. The district collector or the district magistrate will be the nodal person for cluster containment in their respective districts. Daily house-to-house visits have been done in cases where possible. Like in the case of Agra, where six cases were confirmed, the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program workers visited 1,60,000 houses. These were monitored. What is done is as follows. Search clinically suspect cases. Identify contacts of confirmed and suspect cases. Maintain line list of suspect of confirmed cases and contacts. Monitor contacts daily. Inform supervisory medical officer about suspect cases and their contacts. Create awareness among community. Ensure that contacts are on home quarantine. Use three-layered surgical masks at all times. Educate them on proper use and disposal of masks. The team of healthcare workers also educate family members about precautions to be taken while taking care of people under home quarantine. The district is going to be engaged after proper briefing on roles and responsibilities and infection prevention and control practices. A healthcare worker, an A&M or an Asha or an Anganwadi worker will be able to visit 50 houses in a day, 30 in difficult areas. A supervisory medical officer shall be deployed to cover a population of 1,000. Needless to say, look at the kind of procedures and look at the kind of efforts involved in containing cluster outbreaks in the country. This is very, very tedious. This is very, very meticulous. It requires a lot of effort at the ground level. However, this is being done by the Government of India. Similar steps have been taken by the Government of India using its wide network of the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program to deal with other infectious diseases also like the Nipah outbreak and also to contain H1N1. This is also community surveillance and the treatment of a cluster outbreak is very different from how a basic local transmission case is handled. Hotspots are also identified depending on the increase in the number of cases and also how densely populated a particular area is. It is extremely difficult and that is the reason why it's very important to be safe and take the kind of precautions that the people who gathered at the congregation in Nizamuddin did not take.